with the lids, I mean with the legs, and then it had a lid on it. She put your bread in there and cook it and turn it over on the fireplace.
Did you ever see a make up cornbread and cook it down in with the greens? Cook it in with greens?
No, I don't believe I have.
Did you ever make corn dodgers when you were coming out?
Yeah.
Well, how did they make those?
You remember about that?
No, I don't remember.
I remember talking to you and Dodgers, but I forgot how to make them. Long back, let me tell this. There was four men, the railroad company owned a lot of timber, 4 miles from where anybody lived, way out there in the woods, and they had a lot of cross ties. People used to help hew cross ties for the railroad company that we had brought at. And they owned this timber, and it was 4 miles from where anybody lived. They had four men lived in there somewhere, good tight fur, they cut it smooth and all that. And they got them to go out there and cut cross ties for the railroad company. And there was a good old house out there. And they decided just to barracks out there in that house while they was cutting cross ties, and the good water there to drink. Somebody lived there before that. And one of these four men that was cutting cross ties was supposed to be a good cook. And making biscuits and everything, talking about that made me think about it. Said that they wanted him to do the cooking. And he said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take the job, but I'll do the cooking all the time out there. And until the Preston grumbles about my cooking, and then he's got to take the job. And they all agreed to that. So he went on, went to cooking. He was a good cook, they said. Went to cooking, went on, nobody didn't grumble. Just kept on going on. He got tired of cooking. He decided he'd do something to make them grumble. He got up one morning, and he'd always get up before the idiot cooked breakfast. He made the biscuits, just put a lot of salt in the biscuits, just salted them way up top. And said that one of them come out there before the other two, got up and washed his face and hands, come walking in, sat down at the table. The other two are still out there washing their hands. That he sat down at the table, come in eating, and that he took a bite. Greg, man, what in the? And he happened to think, he said, and these biscuits is just like I like them.
He didn't want to do any job.
Oh, man.
I guess that would be a rough time.
I heard him tell that a long time ago.
When you were coming up, what would you say typically eat for breakfast, you know, for maybe breakfast?
We generally had enough meat to run from one
sausage
given time to
sausage and ham and bacon. See, you smoked your own bacon.
And
you
that side, sometimes there'd be streaks in them lean, and that's white meat, you know. We'd have that for breakfast.
Well, that was bacon, and I smoked it.
What would you have with your meat and your biscuits, maybe, for
syrup? I guess
ribbon cane syrup.
Syrup and homemade butter.
That would do it too.
Would you usually have eggs and things too?
Yeah, we had eggs and come in from school every evening and be a lot of we used to raise a lot of sweet potatoes. And come in, there'd be a whole lot of good baked sweet potatoes, you know, and I'd eat that butter with them.
Yeah, I like them. I like them after they've been baked and they've been around a day or so, cut them up and fry them.
The thing used to taste better when it's cooked on a wood stove to me than it does now, cooked on these electric stoves. A wood stove, just the cooking taste is better to me.
Did they always just use coal or anything?